Chapter 11.
It occurred to Voss as he stared up and up at the ominous structure that he was putting an awful lot of time and effort into doing things that really weren't even close to completing the mission. Take this Black Sun Fortress, for instance. The thing towered over the mining facility and the ramshackle houses like an enthroned giant, and it was almost a town unto itself. The guard had referred to a house, as if the area were an ordinary dwelling place. This house, though, was perched high inside the massive tower that was the centerpiece of the fortress. Lights shone like eyes, and the whole thing reeked of power and the willingness to use it. He and Ventress had tethered their fleas at the edge of the town and had picked their careful way to the outlying area of the fortress, where they took up position on a storage building. Using a pair of electrobinoculars, he made a slow sweep of the area.
"There are the guards, just like he said," Voss murmured.
Ventress peered through her own goggles, touching them with a long finger to magnify.
"It's a fairly fortified compound, but nothing I haven't broken into before," she replied.
From anyone else, the words would have been a boast. Voss knew that from this woman, it was a simple statement of fact, and she had uttered it as such. After spending so much time in her company, he now understood why Kenobi held her in such respect, even though she had been an enemy. Was still an enemy. Sort of.
Or was she?
He mentally shook his head and refocused on the task at hand. Even with a Jedi and a powerful Force user like Ventress, there were simply too many guards at the main entrance to either take out or try to sneak past.
"Your would-be boyfriend said they were in the main holding cell in the house. Top section, left-hand side."
Voss looked upward along the house itself, and his eyes fell on an area of the roof that wasn't sheer wall.
"Aha. I see our entry point.
Come on."
Swiftly, silently, they moved across the open area. As they circled around to the side of the huge tower, the flat stone of the courtyard area gave way to black rock. Voss peered upward.
"That looks like the base of an overhanging balcony," he said.
He fired his liquid cable launcher and had found a secure purchase.
"Grab hold," he said to Ventress.
She gave Voss a quick glance, then pointedly reached for her bow, sending up her own plasma cable instead. For an instant, he simply stared as she quickly ascended, pulled up by the retracting cable. Voss found himself unexpectedly stung by the gesture. It hadn't been necessary.
What was he going to do? Try to steal a kiss in midair?
She knew better than that. Fresh concern about ever really gaining her trust washed over him. But he banished it and followed his partner. If she really could be called one. Ventress had reached the balcony first and had used her lightsaber to cut a circular entrance through several of the metal railings. The railings made the whole area look like a cage, which of course it was. Voss slipped through the opening onto the balcony, carefully avoiding the orange, nearly molten metal around the entrance Ventress had made and landing lightly.
"Jackpot," she said. "But it seems awfully convenient."
She indicated a series of diamond-shaped grated openings that served as windows. Voss heard the humming of an energy field. Carefully, he peered inside and beheld two small huddled shapes clinging to each other. It was a welcome sight.
"It does," Voss agreed. "We need to move quickly. Could be a trap."
Ventress stepped to the side next to a set of controls. She used her still-activated lightsaber to override the energy shield. Voss slipped easily through the now open window. The children's heads whipped up, but Voss crouched down and lifted a finger to his lips.
"Shh,"
he said, projecting calmness at them in the Force. He smiled.
"We're going to get you out of here. You just have to trust us and keep as quiet as possible, okay?"
Trembling, they nodded. Ventress speared the control panel next to the door with her lightsaber, locking it. She
she turned, her blue eyes taking in the children and then scanning the room.
Where is she?
Voss started to ask who, but stopped as realization dawned. The mother wasn't here.
What's your name, little guy?
He asked the boy. The child wiped his face with his hand and tried to look brave.
I'm Vram,
he said. He indicated his younger sister.
This is Lolly.
Where's your mother, Vram?
Lolly started to cry. Vram swallowed hard.
They took her away from us when we were captured. I heard them say they were worried that Father might send someone to find us.
Voss put all his sincerity into his words.
Those guards were right. And we're that someone. We'll find her. Don't worry.
He rose and went to Ventress, his back to the younglings. Quietly, he said,
Well, this complicates things.
Ventress's eyes were narrowed in anger.
I guess the guard at the bar wasn't that stupid after all. He double-crossed...
She was interrupted by the shrill whoop, whoop of an alarm. The children gasped, huddling together and looking at Voss and Ventress with wide, frightened eyes as their would-be rescuers ran to the window and looked down. Guards were flooding into the tower. Ventress slipped on her goggles and zoomed in on the chaos.
There he is,
she muttered.
Your boyfriend from the bar? Oh, please, said Ventress in a scathing voice.
Voss recalled the position in which he'd left the Faline, and despite the direness of the situation, he couldn't suppress a small chuckle.
Guess he should have hit him harder, he said.
Ventress started to retort, but fell silent as the guard started banging on the door.
So, what's it gonna be? Lava flow or guards?
Voss asked.
Normally I'd say the guards, but we have baggage to protect.
She waved in annoyance at the children.
Okay, lava flow it is. Hop on,
Voss said cheerily. Vram and Lolly, however, looked at him skeptically when he knelt in front of them. Ventress also knelt, barking at the children.
Come on, we don't have all day.
The brother and sister exchanged glances, then clambered atop their rescuers' backs. At the feel of Vram's small body quivering with fear, Voss's heart abruptly surged. He and Ventress were going to get these two innocents and their mother back to their father. As if he could feel Voss's emotion, Vram tightened his grip and his shaking stopped. Voss straightened. At that moment, the unmistakable sound of blaster fire joined the steady sound of the alarm.
Guess they got tired of knocking,
Voss said. He threw a quick glance back to the door and saw a thin crack at its base. They'd be inside shortly. He jumped out onto the balcony, whistled loudly, reaching out with the force, and felt the lava fleas respond. He glanced over at Ventress. Their eyes met, and she nodded. They leapt gracefully down onto a lower level, the children screaming as they hung on. Blaster bolts whizzed past Voss's ear, letting him know that the guards had broken into the room above and were none too pleased about finding it empty.
Hang on!
He heard Ventress shout, and she disappeared over the balcony railing. For a moment, Voss watched as she plummeted, little Lolly, silent as death, looking up at him from Ventress's back. Blaster bolt zipped by, too close for comfort. The moment he saw Ventress land nimbly on the rocks below, Voss leapt, little Vram's arms tight around his neck. When he landed, Ventress was already leaping from boulder to boulder, and up onto an abutment, which she continued to run along. Voss caught movement and looked past Ventress to see the lava fleas bounding to meet her. As the first one drew near, Ventress flipped up and out in a graceful arc, making a perfect landing in the saddle.
Wow!
Exclaimed Vram, his fear forgotten for the moment.
Kid, you've not seen anything yet,
Voss assured him, and prepared to make his own jump.
Watch this!
His flea was almost beneath his perch on the abutment. He grinned, looking down, knowing he had timed it perfectly. And then he leapt.
This kid would have a story. Sudden pain seared his shoulder. A blaster bolt!
Caught off guard, Voss grunted and jerked. Instead of landing perfectly astride the flea, He struck it hard and bounced off, hurtling toward the waiting lava below. He twisted, trying to adjust his trajectory, and at the same time stretched out his hand to use the force to cushion the impact. Voss landed on his feet, on a jutting rock, but Vran lost his grip. The boy cried out as he fell and then rolled toward the roiling orange flow. Voss, his body racked with pain, leapt for Vran, stretching out his hand, willing it to catch the sobbing child. Vran was too far away. Narrowing his eyes in intense concentration, Voss reached out to Vran. Suddenly, the boy's fall ceased, and his body hung suspended above the lava. Just long enough for Voss to grab him by the arm. Come on! Vran flung his arms around his rescuer's neck, his sharp little elbow digging into the blaster burn. Voss gritted his teeth and looked up to see Ventress, mounted on her own flea and holding the reins to his in one hand while she expertly batted away blaster bolts with her other. With an effort, Voss hurried to climb back up the boulders. When he reached Ventress, he hoisted himself and Vran into the saddle. The boy was wailing in terror, but mere moments later, as the tower that had held them prisoner shrank in the distance, both children began to cheer. It hurt. Of course it hurt. It was a blaster burn. Voss sat in the hold with the children, who regarded him from as far away as possible. When Voss realized they were staring at his blackened, bloody shoulder, he adjusted his position so the wound was out of their line of vision. Unfortunately, he could do nothing about the reek of burned human flesh. He heard the clank of Ventress's boots on the metal rungs of the ladder, and turned to smile at her, but he could feel that it was barely a ghost of his usual cocky grin. She was holding a med pack and knelt beside him. A flicker of concern rippled over her features.
It's not as bad as you think,
Voss lied. Ventress glared.
It's every bit as bad as I think, because I've seen them before, and I know exactly what to think.
He jerked his head slightly toward the children and raised his eyebrows. She fell silent and began to treat the wound. Voss watched her work. Her hands were capable and cool, strangely gentle as she positioned his arm to tend every patch of blackened flesh. She sterilized the wound and applied Bacta-treated bandages. The pain ceased, but Voss found himself still staring at her long, slender fingers. They wielded a lightsaber with deadly skill, controlled the force, piloted a ship, landed one hell of a punch. For Ventress, her hands were weapons, tools, but now they touched him, for the first time, with care.
This, she said as she packed away the equipment, is why I don't have a partner.
The words came before Voss even realized he'd thought them.
No, he said quietly. This is why you need a partner.
He reached out his good arm to touch her hand with his own, noting that the darker brown of his skin made her own seem even paler. She froze. Voss looked up to find her ice blue gaze fixed on him. Her expression was unreadable. He swallowed, suddenly and for the first time in his adult life, utterly unsure of himself.
We need to find the mother.
Ventress's voice was flat. She rose, sliding her hand out from under his, and without another word, marched back to the cockpit.
What just happened?
Voss had no idea.
So confused was he that at first he didn't even notice the soft sound of music coming from the corner where Lolly and Vran were huddled.
Voss shook his head, clearing it.
Hey, Lolly, he called genially. What have you got there?
Lolly gasped and inadequately hid something behind her back.
Nothing,
she stammered. Voss held out his hand.
May I see it? Please? I promise I'll give it right back.
Lolly hesitated, then held out a small locket. Voss took it and opened it, revealing a miniature hologram of a pike female.
It's Mommy,
Lolly said softly, tears welling in her eyes.
But Voss hardly heard her.
As it happened to him countless times before, the world fell away.
No!
Their mother screamed, struggling against the burly, falling guards who none too gently were hauling her away from her children. She looked so fragile, as if they could easily snap one of her slender limbs with a single hand, and yet she fought like a Nexu defending her cubs.
No! Lolly! Fram!
Mommy!
Lolly shrieked.
Don't take her away!
Shouted Vram.
The guard laughed nastily. It was the Faline from the last resort, the one whom Voss and Ventress had tricked into revealing the location of the hostages.
Don't worry. Zaitan will take good care of her at the palace.
The vision cleared as abruptly as it had appeared. Dazed, Voss pushed painfully to his feet and stumbled toward the cockpit. Without preamble, he blurted,
We need to go back to the fortress. The mother's in Zaitan's palace.
Ventress turned to regard him.
Really? She said. And how would you know that?
Her gaze fell to the locket he still clutched in his hand.
Lolly told me.
It wasn't entirely a lie. She had handed him the locket, and that had told him. Her gaze didn't waver.
Neither of those kids seemed to know anything before.
Voss mustered his old grin.
Well, I guess they felt like they could trust me. I'm good with kids.
You behave like their peer,
Ventress said.
I am unsurprised.
She looked at him for a moment longer. Unbidden, the memory of how her cool hands on his skin had felt returned to Voss. Then she said,
Okay, let's go.
Voss glanced back at the two children in the hold.
What about them?
What about them?
We can't just let them run around the ship.
They're kids.
They'll have this thing reduced to scrap metal. And what if they wander off?
I'll take care of it,